If I lost something, I lost it. My mom would never help us find shit, right? Normal parents help their fucking kids, right? Normal parents help. It's like, okay, did you lose something? Your keys? What was it in your pants? Well, what jeans? Were you wearing jeans? Well, let's look for those jeans. That's how you fucking help your kids find shit. Not my mom. If I lost something, I can guarantee my mom's right behind me fucking with me. Right? She enjoys that shit. If I'm looking under the couch, I guarantee my mom's right behind me like, oh, what? What's under the couch, Joseph? Is it your keys? Did you lose your keys again?
Oh, maybe they walk under the couch like that?
Now I gotta ask my mom for help. That's the worst mistake I can make. Mom, I'm late for work. Do you know where my keys are? Joseph, did you just ask me where your keys are? Isn't that a stupid question? That is a stupid question, Joseph. Excuse me, person that does not drive my car. Do you know where my keys are? That is stupid, Joseph. Why don't you ask me where my keys are? I'll know the answer to that. Go ahead, Joseph, ask me. Come on, ask me right now. Mom, do you know where your keys are? Of course I do. Joseph, I know where my keys are all the time. You know why, Joseph? Because I put them in the same place that I always put my keys. I hang them over here, oh, on this wooden plaque that says keys. Joseph, when you lose something, do you use your eyes to look for it? Or do you use your mouth? Because every time you lose something, Joseph, you use your mouth to find something. You can't find anything like that, Joseph. You just walk around, has anybody seen my keys? I don't know where my keys are. I made my way. Open your eyes. Look for them. The only time my mom ever got physical with me was at church. Weirdest place, right? Physical at church. And the reason why is because when you're 10, 11 years old, you hate church. For the simple fact that you gotta sit there for an hour and a half on this wooden pew. And you gotta sit there. And when you're 10, 11 years old, you don't even have ass meat yet. It's just bone on wood. That's why kids move around so much. Because they can't feel their asses anymore. And that guy won't stop preaching, just humming.
Joseph, sit up straight. What is wrong with you? Stop acting like this, huh?
I'm telling you, this is my last time. You better stop acting like this. I'm telling you, you will not be happy.
Joseph, turn around.
Sorry.
What is wrong with you? Why are you acting like this? You better behave, huh?
This is my last warning. I'm telling you right now, you will not be happy.
And I would taunt my mom, because we were in church. I'm like, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna hit me? And my mom would take her fingertips, the tips of her nails, and she would grab a pinch of skin. You know what I'm talking about, right? And she would pinch so hard, I could actually feel the nails touch inside of me. It would hurt so bad that I would lean in like this. Ha! Ah! And my mom would whisper in my ear, "Who's lapping now?" Love my mom. Retired. Finally, she's retired. Doesn't work anymore. But this is what my mom's doing with the retirement. She's a DJ. A fucking DJ. Not a DJ at weddings, like a real DJ at an AM radio station with headphones and everything. Like, "Hey, everybody, it's DJ Josephine. I'm playing Filipino music from the past, present, and future." And it's annoying. Because I gotta go to these, like every time I have a show in Vegas, I gotta go to this radio show. My mom tells me to go, "Joseph, come to my radio show and thank all of my listeners for patronizing your career." And I have to go and talk to all 40 of her listeners. But here's the part that pisses me off the most. Every time I go in, she acts like she doesn't know who the fuck I am. Right? I walk in, she's like, "Oh, we have a guest." And then she starts rummaging through her papers. "Oh, it says here you're a comedian." Wow. A comedian. "Well, tell us how it is to be a comedian. Jacquai? Jacquai?" "It's Joe Coy." "Mom?" She did not want me to be a comedian at all. This is my 19th year in stand-up, and when I told my mom 19 years ago that I wasn't going to college, she cried. Cried. "Why, Joseph? Comedian? Really? That's what you want to do? There's no future in comedian, Joseph. There's no money to be made in comedian, Joseph. What are you, a clown? You're going to be a clown, Joseph? How about if you get sick, Joseph? There's no health insurance. There's no health insurance. If you get sick, how are you going to pay the doctor? Jokes?" "Oh, thank you, doctor. What do I owe you?" "Oh, really? Knock, knock." The one person that did believe in me, my Lola Tina, my grandmother, right? My grandmother passed away of cancer 19 years ago. Like, she passed away of cancer. The cool thing about my grandmother is she fought that shit to the end. She was diagnosed with it, and she was supposed to go like that, and she ended up fighting that shit for 5 years. And we all, yeah, it was amazing. It was a sad time, but it was a good time, you know what I mean? Because we all moved to Vegas. That's why I moved to Vegas, is to be with my grandmother. And it was a sad time, but it was a good time, because those times that I was with her, she would, you know, I got to meet my grandmother, I got to know my grandmother. She would tell me stories, and I would just sit there and listen all day. Man, she would tell me all kinds of stories. And I would just listen to her like, "Are you serious? Really, Grandma?" "So she used to lose her keys too, huh?" Tough as shit, man. My grandmother was tough. And I know that's where I got my funny from. My grandmother, you know what I mean? She was funny. And she would do it indirectly, like catch me off guard all the time. Like, I would take her to chemo and it would just driving in the car. And she'd be like, Joseph, like, "What, Grandma?" "I just want you to know that when I die..." Like, "Grandma, don't say that. I don't like it when you talk like that." "No, it's okay. Why can I not talk about that? I'm gonna go to heaven." "You don't want me to go to heaven?" One time we were sitting on the couch, right? And we're watching TV. I said, true story, this is so fucked up. She goes, Joseph. I go, "What, Grandma? Why?" She's like, "I just want you to know that when I pass away..." I'm like, "Grandma, please don't talk like that. I don't like it when you talk." "No, it's okay, Joseph. I am okay with it. You should be okay with it also. But when I pass away, I just want you to know that every time you go to sleep, I'm going to be watching you." Sometimes I will tickle your toes. And you'll wake up. And then you'll look at your feet. And then I'll go, One time I was taking her back, right, from chemo, and I laid her on her bed, right? I put her on the bed, and I go, Lola, if you need anything, just call me. I'll be right here. I'll take care of you. Okay, just call me. She's like, okay, Joseph, love you. I go, I love you. And I started to walk out. And she goes, Joseph, bless me. Bless me. If you're not Filipino, let me tell you what blessing is, okay? This is what we do with our elders. When you leave and you say goodbye to your elders, this is what we do. Can you stand up? Just stand, let me touch your hand, get your hand, and you touch the forehead like that. It's a sign of respect. That's what we do. We don't look at our elders and go, fuck you, peace. We don't do that. Bye, bitch, and then walk. You show respect. That's what you do. And she was like, Joseph, bless me. You can't live without blessing your grandmother. And I was like, oh my God, grandma, I'm so sorry. I'll be right there, right? And I go, and I grab her hand, right? And I go to touch my forehead. And before I touch my forehead, she grabbed my dick and went, I got your titty. I'm like, fuck!